You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Seems there isn't much we in America can agree on these days, but most of us are pretty well in sync on one thing. Citizens United stinks and needs to go. Citizens United is the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision that said it is okay for corporations or unions to spend as much money as they want to convince you to vote for or against a candidate. A Bloomberg Politics poll last year found 78% of us think this decision was not good for the country and it should be overturned. Now, that hasn't stopped progress on a bill that's been passed by our state Senate and is on track to get through the House, likely during this lame duck session. Craig Mauger of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network calls Senate Bill 638 Citizens United on steroids. Craig, backers of this bill say, hey, we're just codifying Citizens United into Michigan law. What do you say to that?
That's been the line throughout this process, that we're just putting what happened in Citizens United into state law. But the fact is, when you look at Citizens United, what that court decision said, if you read through it, and it's very lengthy, so bring a bookmark if you're doing that, and then you look at what this bill does, it's different. I mean, the lawmakers who support this bill are trying to color in these lines in every way possible to give themselves an advantage when it comes to their fundraising and to give donors in Lansing an advantage. This bill, the main thing about this bill that should trouble voters in Michigan or people who live here is that it specifically allows lawmakers to fundraise unlimited amounts to super PACs from interest groups. I mean, that's what this bill does. At the federal level, if a federal official wants to raise money to a super PAC that supports the official, there's a $5,000 cap on what they can personally solicit. In this bill, specifically, it says they can raise unlimited amounts.
So I'm going to quote from Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry as he talked about Senate Bill 638 how he sees this could work. So here's his quote. It means, you could go to the Ku Klux Klan, ask them to give $1 million to the Committee for the Protection of Cute Puppies, with the understanding that the Cute Puppy Committee would give it to your campaign and nobody would ever have to know. Is that pretty much sum it up as far as what Senate Bill 638 would do?
I think he's getting at the core of this bill, but this is about super PACs specifically, so it's not about candidates' campaigns, and that's kind of how these lines get blurred. Citizens United set up this system where corporations and labor groups there are no limitations on what they can spend independently of candidates. So the question before the country in the years after this decision is, what is independent? What is independent spending of a candidate? This bill in Michigan is going to make independent very, very small. Like, super PACs are going to be able to work very closely with candidates. So what does that do? If there are no limitations on super PAC spending and candidates can work very closely with super PACs, it makes our campaign contribution limits mean less and less. I mean, Citizens United and previous court decisions, justices have said that we need campaign contribution limits on direct giving to candidates because there's a risk of corruption. But this super PAC independent spending has been set aside as something separate. But if a lawmaker can go and say, hey, can you give $1 million to the super PAC that supports me? To me, there is a huge risk of corruption in that.
And as you point out in your recent editorial in the Detroit Free Press, Michigan's transparency and accountability laws, here we are ranked last in the country. So 50th out of 50. And I can clearly tell from your editorial, you don't feel this is going to help a bit.
No, this isn't going to help a bit. And it goes, you know, when we compare our laws to what other states do, this is another example of where we differ. And it comes down on the bad side from what other states are doing. In other states, they've set up larger barriers between super PACs and candidates than this bill is going to set up. You know, at the federal level, as I talked about, there's a cap on what a lawmaker can solicit to a super PAC that supports himself or herself. This bill doesn't have those things, and it's worse than what's been put in law in other states.
Who is behind Senate Bill 638?
It's sponsored by Dave Robertson, who's a Senate Republican. Arlen Meekhoff, the Senate Majority Leader, has been a very outspoken supporter of this bill. In Gongwer, which is a Capital newsletter, he said his spokesperson said that this is a very important bill to him to get done in lame duck, which was kind of interesting to me because of everything the state is facing, the Flint water crisis, the energy overhaul that's before the legislature, that this bill is very important to the Senate Majority Leader. It's just interesting.
Has it not been fairly quiet as it's made its way through? Now here we are in these final weeks of lame duck.
Yeah, it's been very quiet. I mean, it passed the Senate in 2015, so that was almost a year ago. And now the expectation is, and supporters have stated, that this bill is going to get taken up here in the last few days. It could be this week. It will most likely be next week, the last week of session.
And how much opposition to Senate Bill 638 can be found in the House? And especially, are there Republicans who are against it?
I mean, that's the question. Jack Lessenberry, in his piece, which is a very good piece, he quoted Tim Grimmel saying that Tim Grimmel, the House Minority Leader, thinks all Democrats will vote against it, and he suspects some Republicans will vote against it. So it's just a matter of how many House Republicans will oppose it if it will get through the House. But as we've seen before on these campaign finance bills, they usually find their way through one way or another.
Greg Mauger, Michigan Campaign Finance Network, talking to us about Senate Bill 638, which, again, he so colorfully calls Citizens United on steroids. Always great to talk with you, Craig. Thank you.
Thank you so much.